The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Kiddushin Daf Zayin. The Gemara on today's daf brings the following story. Hahu Gavra, there was a fellow, the Aktish Bishiroi, that he was Mekadish and Isha with silk. Rabba Omar, Loit Shrichashuma. Rabba holds that we do not have to appraise the silk to find out how much the silk is worth. Rav Yosef Omar, Shrichashuma, that the Kedushin is only Chal if we knew the exact value of the silk before the Maisa Kedushin. And the Gemara goes on to bring two Lashonis. The first Lashon says, I Omer lo becholduhu kule alma lo pligi. If he told her, here's the silk, doesn't make a difference, whatever the silk is worth, I'm being mekadesh you with this silk as is. So the Gemara in the first Lashon says, that both Rabba and Rav Yosef hold, that although the true value of the silk is not known at this point, but still the Kedushin is Chal. Since he told her clearly that he's being Mekadisher, whatever the value of the silk is, it's irrelevant to what the true value of the silk is. Everybody agrees that the Kedushin is Chal. What's the Machlekes? So the Lishna Kama says the Machlekes is when the Chosin represented that the silk is worth 50. The silk is worth 50 zuz. And after the Maisa Kedushin, they appraised the silk. And indeed, it was taka worth 50 zuz, exactly as said. Rabba holds the Kedushin's chal. He promised her silk worth 50 zuz. She was masked to become the Kudeshes with silk which is worth 50 zuz. So, what? There's no problem. The Kedushin is chal. Rav Yosef says that an Isha is not Soymech Das, although he told her 50, since she was unsure whether she was indeed getting 50 or not, so therefore she did not really have in mind when she took the silk to be Mikudeshes, since she only agreed to become Mikudeshes in exchange for 50 zuz worth of silk, and she was unsure at that moment whether indeed the silk was worth 50 zuz, so Rabbi Yosef holds that the Kedushin is not Chal because the Isha was not Soymech Das. The Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Aleph paskins like Rabba. The Gemara says, the Hilchasa and the Halacha is that Shiroi Loi Tshichashuma, that although the value of the silk was not known at the moment of the Kedushin, but the woman is still Mekudeshes, since she agreed upon a certain price, and she received that price, although she was not 100% sure at the moment of the Maisa Kedushin that she was indeed getting what she was promised, but in any event, the halacha is, like Rabba, that the Kedushin is Chal, the silk does not have to be evaluated before the Maisa Kedushin. Tosis on Daf Tes Amud Aleph asks, why does the Gemara have to paskin Shiroi Lo Tshichishuma? Why does the Gemara have to tell us that the Kedushin is Chal, although the silk is not evaluated? Isn't there a rule in the entire Shas that whenever we have Machloitzin Rabba and Rav Yosef, the Halacha is like Rabba and not like Rav Yosef? And so Rabba holds that the silk does not have to be evaluated, so it would follow that we paskin like Rabba, as opposed to Rav Yosef. And second of all, the second shaila is that when the Gemara makes all these hilchazas on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara mentions the name of the Amora, the hilchaza Kerbalaza, the hilchaza Kerova Amor of Nachman. Why by the Shiroi does the Gemara say the halacha is that the Shiroi is Loi Tzricha Shuma? So Rabbeinu Tam, born in Tosfos, and the Rosh in the Ran, and the Rishonim bring Rabbeinu Tam slightly different. But Rabbeinu Tam's Yisoid basically is that when do we say Shiroi Lo Tzricha Shuma? That although the woman does not know the exact value of the thing that she's being mukudeshes with before the chasana, as long as it's indeed worth the promised value of kedushin ischal, and we're not worried that she's unsure of whether she's getting what she's promised or not, and we say she has enough smichas das in order for the kedushin to be chal, that only applies to shirui. That only applies to something like silk. Silk is something which is a commonly traded item. Most people have a general idea of what a piece of silk is worth, and therefore we say shirui leitzricha shuma, that the silk does not need to be evaluated, because we assume that the woman has a pretty good idea that she is getting what she was promised. However, if he were to mekadesh her with a diamond or another precious jewel, where these type of things, the prices can be very different. So in such a case, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Kedushin will not be chal, even if indeed it's worth what it's represented to be worth, but still the Kedushin is not chal, because the Isha is not Tzay Mechnas, because she doesn't know b'chlal what it's worth at the moment of Kedushin, and therefore being that she's unsure of whether she's getting the value that she was promised, so therefore the Kedushin will not be chal, even if indeed the Evan, the precious stone, is worth what it was represented to be worth. The Ran brings Rabbeinu Tam that even if the Chassan did not represent the value, he just gave her a precious stone, and he did not represent its value. But again, since the woman might have in mind that it's worth much more than it is, and she's entirely unsure of what she is getting, therefore, the Ran holds, in Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that the Kedushin is not chal. The woman does not have enough Gemiras Das for the Kedushin to be chal. And it's based on this, the Mechaber Paskins in Siman Lamed Aleph, Sif Beis, that our minig is that we are mekadesh an isha with a ring which does not have a precious stone, in order to avoid any problems in the gemiras das of the isha. The Rambam goes on to say that there's another case where there could be a gemiras das problem mitzad the isha, and that is if he gives her a gold ring, and they find out after the chasana that indeed it is a copper ring. And the Achrayim seem to say that this might be a problem according to everybody, even though there was no representation of what the ring is worth. But since the minig is that we're mekadesh with a gold ring, if the ring indeed turns out to be only made of copper and therefore worth much less than it seems to have been worth, we have to be worried that the woman had in mind that she's only being miskadish for a larger value, for more money, and therefore the kedushin may indeed not be chal if the ring is worth substantially less than it would seem to be worth, and what she has the right to expect that the ring is worth. And the Ramah says that in order to solve this problem, there are two minhagim. The first minhag is that the Masad Kedushin asks the Edom under the Chuppah, are you sure that this ring is worth a Shava Pruta? When the Kala hears that the Masad Kedushin is asking the Edom, are you sure that this ring is worth a Shava Pruta? That is supposed to indicate to the woman that the only thing which the Chassan is taking responsibility for is to make sure that the ring is worth a Shava Pruta. And she's agreeing that she is being miskadeshes with a Shava Pruta. And even if she has a misconception of the value of the ring, but still, she's agreeing to be miskadeshes with a Shava Pruta of the ring. The rest of the ring is a present. And this will help even if the ring is made from Nechayshes, and it looks like it's made from Zohav. The second minig the Ramah brings down is that the Kala covers her face b'shas the kedushin. The gamnoigin lechasoi spnei akalois had snuois. Snuois doesn't over here mean a modest. It's nias dika kala. It means rather a kala who for sure a tzadekis. Right, we have the Gemara in Ksubis, Mishum Prutzois and Mitzum Tznuois. We have a Gemara in Yuma, Hatznuois Meishnes Kedeim, Hatznuois Meishnes Kedeim. A Tznua means a Tznua B'meisav. Somebody who wants to make sure that 100% that she's married, the minig is that she covers her face, she does not even see what she is receiving, and therefore there's no makom for misrepresentation. In other words, if the Aden were to say, the Chassad Kedusha says to Aden, you're sure it's worth a shavu pruta, so we assume she's being masculine to become as Kadeshas with a shavu pruta, but if she sees the ring, she might be thinking, okay, well, I really know the ring's worth more, I really know that I'm getting a good deal. Her face is covered, she doesn't see, she takes it as is, and therefore we avoid all problems. Even if the ring is not gold, it just looks gold, really it's a copper ring, or in today's day and age of white gold, it looks like white gold, really it's silver, the kedushin will still be chal. The woman was geimer das, that she is going to be miskadeshes with anything, even with a pruta, she didn't see what she got, whatever it is, she's happy, the kedushin would be chal. It would seem to follow from here that if the chassan were to go to the store, buy a ring, and the meicher, the jewelry store owner, tells him that this is a gold ring, he goes ahead, he is Mekadesh's wife. Many years later, 5 years later, they go and take the ring to be polished, to be readjusted, and they find out that the ring is really silver, it's not white gold. Based on what we learned, it would seem that the kedushin should be chal, because since the woman was heard under the chuppah, that the kala heard under the chuppah, that the edim said yes, it's worth a shavu pruta. She had in mind to be miskadesh with a shavu pruta. She didn't see the ring at the moment of her kedushin, and therefore she had gmiras das to be miskadeshes for anything. That's what it would seem, b'hashkofa rishayna. However, the Poskim point out that in the case that we just mentioned, that the chassan went to a jewelry store to buy a gold ring, and he came back with a silver ring, l'chaira, there is a major problem with this kedushin. And that's as follows. Although it's 100% true that the woman was not makmid, the kala was not makmid, that she's only willing to be miskadeshes with a gold ring. She's willing to because really we say she's willing to miskadeshes with a shava pruta of whatever the ring is, whatever it's made out of. She agrees to become miskadeshes for that shava pruta. However, the tabas kedushin has to belong to the chassan. And in this case, l'chaira, when the chassan went ahead and he bought the ring from the jewelry store, and he asked the jewelry store for a gold ring, and the jewelry store sold him a silver ring, what happened really is that l'chaira, there was a mekach tois in the jewelry store. And since there was a mekach tois in the jewelry store, so the ring never belonged to the chassan. The ring still belonged to the owner of the jewelry store. And what comes out is that the chassan has been mekadesh his wife with a ring which he did not own. If it would be a situation where the chassan got the Yerusha from his father a ring, and he thought it was gold, but really it was silver, so in such a case, the ring for sure belongs to the chassan. The kala did not know or did not care what she got, so therefore the kedusha will be good, although it's worth much less than the chassan thought, because the kala agreed to get married to miskadeshes for a pruta. However, in a case where the chassan buys the ring and there's a mekach tois in the ring, then l'chaira, the ring never belonged to the chassan. The Mechaber in Chayshim Mishpat Simon Reish Lamed and Gimel says, "Hamoichel lechaveri min miminei aperis." If someone sells to his friends a certain type of peri, v'nosan loy min acher, and he gave him a different min instead, ein kan mecher. There is no sale whatsoever. Ushneim yichaylam lachsam behem. Both the buyer and the seller can back out. From the lashon of the mechaber ein kan mecher, it would seem that even if at a later date the mecher and the lekeach agree to uphold the sale, but at the moment of the sale, the sale could not be chal. You're trying to buy apples, you're handed oranges. And even if later on they want to uphold the sale, but the sale is not retroactive, the sale takes place from when they agree to now buy and sell oranges instead of apples, and therefore, at the moment of the Kedushin, it would seem that the ring did not belong to the Chassan, and since the ring did not belong to the Chassan, so then it would seem, in such a case, the Kala would not be miskadeshes. The Gedolei Achreinim, when they talk about this situation, which unfortunately, from time to time, does happen, they mention various svaras that might help to uphold the Maisa Kedushin. There is a halacha that if somebody borrows an item in order to make a Maisa Kedushin, Hashoyel Chefetz Mechaveri, someone who borrows a Chefetz from his friends, Vahidiyi, and he let him know, Sheroitza Lekadesh Be'isha, Mikudeshes. The Imlav, Hareza Sofid Mikudeshes. The Mechaber says that if somebody borrows a ring from his friend and tells him that he wants him to Kadesh Isha with it, so then the Mechaber paskins that she is Mikudeshes. The Achreinim explain, because although everybody knows, since everybody knows that you must own the ring that you are being Mekadosh with, so therefore the person who lent him the ring did not have in mind to lend him the ring. Rather, the person had in mind to give him the ring as a matana. He agreed, although he used the lashon of borrowing, that either he'll take money, or if the chassan will buy it now off the kala and return it, that will be fine. But since he wants the kedushin to be chal, so therefore he gave it in such a manner that the kedushin should be chal. And there are some, and now this is a machlokes apeiskim, exactly whether we pass like this mechaber, we don't pass like this mechaber, but there are those who would like to apply such a svara to this type of sale. That when a person goes into a jewelry store and he goes ahead and he buys a ring clearly for Kedushin, it's clearly the Chassan's Das and clearly the Meicher's Das. The Meicher knows that he's selling for Kedushin. The Chassan knows that he's buying for Kedushin. And therefore, there's a svara to say that even if the mecher cannot be chal because of some technicality, they both are agreeing that the mecher should be chal, that the ring should go into the chassan's hands and chassan's possession in order to make sure that the kedushin is chal. That would be one svara to uphold such a kedushin, that since he is clearly buying a ring for the chassana, so then it would belong to him because he's clearly buying it and selling it in a way and with a das that no matter when the kedushin should be chal, similar to this fellow who is borrowing the ring, and we say that the meicher for sure has the mashal for sure has in mind that he should be able to be kind of it and give him back money if he is unsuccessful in buying the ring off the kala. There's another tzad. There are some achrenim who say that when the chassid gives the kala the ring and he says he's being mekadesher with even a shavah pruta of the ring, even if the shavah pruta is not in the ring itself, but rather she's going to have what we call hanoas kishot. She will enjoy the ring, a shava pruta's worth of hanoah, that she's going to have hanoas kishot, which is a shava pruta, so that also would be enough to have her be mekudeshes. Since she agreed to be mekudeshes with a shava pruta, even if the ring is not itself worth a shava pruta, or the ring is not his to give her a shava pruta of the ring, but as long as he has permission to provide her with hanoas kishot, she would pay a pruta for the enjoyment of wearing this ring until this mekach tois is worked out. So she wore the ring for 5 years. I believe that the average woman would definitely pay a shava pruta to walk around with a wedding ring on her finger that she received from her chassan. Therefore, there's a hanoas kishut of a shava pruta, and since there is a hanoas kishut of a shava pruta, and since the meicher, although it's mekach tais, the ring belongs to the meicher, but for sure the chassan was operating with the reshus of the meicher when he gave it to the kal to wear, and she was operating with permission as she wore it. So therefore, we could say that he gave her a hanoas kishut. He gave her the benefit of the enjoyment of beautifying herself with this piece of jewelry. So those are two tzadim to go ahead and to be mekayim the kedushin. Either that we say that the chassan had in mind to be kaider no matter what, because he wants kedushin to be chal, and the meicher had in mind to be meicher no matter what, because he wants kedushin to be chal. The second sad is, as we mentioned earlier, that maybe included in this amira that you'd be mekudesh with any mekudeshes with any shava pruta, it includes the hanoas kishot, and therefore, based on these two svaras, there would seem to be makom to uphold such a kedushin. However, since the couple will, Mirtz Hashem, stay married for many, many years, in these type of situations, it's usually kedai to go ahead and to be mekadesh her again in front of two edim. The chuppah which they made is already chal. We hold that even if the chuppah took place before the kedushin, that chuppah will b'di'eved be chal. A new Birchas Erisin is not necessary. Birchas Erisin is not ma'akev. And therefore, although there is makom to uphold the previous kedushin, it's correct that he should be mekadesher a second time in front of two edim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.